ended it. And so that's why the enemy comes in when we start thinking that way, and he says, no, wait a minute, it doesn't work that way. Didn't work that way for your second cousin on your sister's side? So it probably isn't going to work that way for you either. It only works for a few people, and don't expect it to work that way for you. Don't get carried away now, you can go too far. And then we got all those little excuses that come in. But when we have the light that illuminates his life, and we have that light, we say, I'm not gonna be excluded from this club unless God himself excludes me from this club. If God says, no, you stay. When I put the dogs out, you know, right now Annie has to wear a diaper because Annie's in heat, okay? So sometimes when I go to put them out, I say, Annie, you stay. Daisy, you can go. No, Annie, stay. Daisy, go. Daisy looks at me. Okay? She goes, Annie stays. She's excluded on purpose, okay? When God excludes you on purpose, fine. When God says, you're excluded from this promise, I suggest that you don't just say, oh, okay. I suggest that you say, this don't make any sense. Are you sure? Give him a chance to repeat himself. Now, it's possible that he excludes you from one spot because he got a better door for you a little further. That's okay. But until he says to you, it's not for you, don't you let any of it get past you. Amen? In him is life. Everybody got life?
Yes.
You got the life? Okay, now his life is light. It illuminates his life. And the light came into the darkness, and in the New Living Translation it says, and the darkness couldn't extinguish it. King James says, and the darkness apprehended it not. I tell you what, the devil don't want to grab a hold of the light. He's not going to try to tackle it. He stands back and he yells from a distance, but he don't want to get closer because it'll sizzle him. Just like the bug lights that'll come out this summer. The shield of faith quenches fiery darts of the enemy. Okay? So you've got the light. You've got the light. Walk in it. Walk in the light as he is in the light. Amen?
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you for illuminating your word. I thank you, Lord, for... I thank you, Lord, that your light right now, your light is shining on some things that got off into dark corners in our lives. Shining on some promises that we've forgotten or maybe given up on, whatever it is. But now that light, all of a sudden, we're seeing that light come on those things saying, Don't give them up. Now you can see them. Go pick them up. It's like an extra light coming on in a dimly lit room. We're in the dimly lit room, we couldn't see everything, but we could see a little bit. But now we're seeing more clearly, and it's a brighter light shining. We're seeing those things that we have been promised, that we have believed for. Even though we've been seeing some, now we're seeing more. I thank you, Lord, that the life that was in Christ Jesus is the light, illuminating the life that you have for us, each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, we claim it, we thank you for it, we praise you for it. Amen?
Amen.